Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
DE365, Dead End 365, a place where you get a piece of music content on the daily. Today, we are talking the self-titled album, Harlem. Harlem is an upcoming artist, Ken. I know somebody in his camp, they reached out. I said, fuck it, we'll do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how we start these reviews? We start with the report card. So, features, he has none. Production, Ken, I'll take the lead. I really like the production. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it a B+.
It was fine. So, I think I'm at a B at this electronic thing that started. So I thought I was listening to the wrong shit.
It's, you know, the intro definitely set the tone. This definitely reminded me of like Kenny Mason's Lane, mm-hmm. but more into that as we break it down a little bit more. Okay. The rap and singing, what do you give it, Ken?
Let's see here.
I'm at a CC+. Okay. And we'll critique that as well. Overall, where are you?
I didn't say my grade.
For the rap
singing.
Yeah, you said C.
Oh, I said less C.
Oh, I got you. I got you. My bad. Okay. C.
I'm there.
Well, what about your overall?
Overall, man, yeah, I think honestly, I think C minus, to be fair, to be honest.
I'm at a C, almost C+, but I'm gonna keep it at a C. And this is the reason why, Ken. I like the direction because it is a unique sound. There's not a lot of rappers rapping over this. I just feel he doesn't convey the energy that the production brings. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is when I hear this and I close my eyes and I envision Harlem performing it, the way that his performance over the music, over the instrumentals, feels a bit flat, and I can see it being flat on stage, mm-hmm. because these beats are for you to be like jumping around, you know what I'm saying, getting hype. Like one of my favorite joints is called Mosh Pit. That beat is motherfucking crazy, and I'm glad I played this shit in the whip because this is definitely,
you got a lot of knocks.
Yes,
on this
he do. And my thing is like, this is when I see you performing and you're jumping around, you're getting hype, you're getting everybody else hype. And a lot of the words that he's, just everything about him just feels a bit too nonchalant for the music that's being created. The reason why I bring up Kenny Mason is because I feel Kenny Mason does that rap rock. Remember I said I would like to hear a whole project. I feel that he should study Kenny. And what makes that style of hip hop really good? I don't think he's trash though, Ken, because we've listened to some trash projects so far in 2024, and I can't categorize him there, but I definitely think that he has a lot to learn to be able to bring the music to life. So even somebody like Lil Uzi Vert, and I'm not even a fan of Lil Uzi has come a long way in terms of making this louder music and being able to perform it. So when I'm looking at this, right, and this is also just food for thought for Harlem, when I'm talking to up-and-coming artists, the first thing I ask them is, what does your performance look like? Because if your performance is trash, you're not going to make it as an artist. Like, that is the most important thing in terms of monetizing your art, is how do you perform it? And that was where my mind went initially when I heard this. I'm like, yo, I really like it. I think he's unique. I don't think he's trash, but it's like when I envision you performing this, it just, it doesn't match. Like, I don't see it. So I feel like he just needs to work a little bit more on perfecting his craft.
Mosh Pit is the standout track for me.
100.
That's the one I would put in a player or add to my library. Mm-hmm. You know, I like it. But in its totality, when I finished, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm self-aware enough to know that he's making a sound and using an effect on his voice mm-hmm. that typically doesn't resonate with me. But that being said, there wasn't enough for me to identify anything that kind of make him stand out in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think in terms of like beats, yeah, even though I said, you know, I think he picks pretty good beats. Mm-hmm. I love the knock, mm-hmm. the heaviness of them. I mm-hmm. think that helps out a lot. It's just, and I think the rapping, I actually mm-hmm. think, you know, from a technical perspective, it actually sounds pretty good.
He's there.
You know?
Yep.
But it also sounds manufactured. And that's kind of it. Like, you've learned how to be a technical rapper. Like, you have people that know how to technically sing, mm-hmm. you know, and hit the notes and all the other stuff, but the punch is missing.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. To really give it the energy, the emotion.
Yep.
To really be like, yo, that killer.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what I feel is lacking here.
100%.
Because if you take it, if I imagine I'm them, him, or whomever, and I put this together, I'm like, yo, this is it. This is the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see exactly how they got there. Songwriting, hooks, et cetera, et cetera. Perfectly templated. But where's the punch?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the emotion? Where's the, I'm just not, and I'm inferring, but mm-hmm. this is what I'm feeling. Like, where's the, I'm not just reading my lyrics.
100%, Ken. That's the only thing that this thing is missing. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's just reading the paper. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good because, like you said, he's on beat, he's on pace, everything is there, but the creativity or the uniqueness in his own style. So at this point, he's searching for his style. Mm-hmm. Musically, I fuck with this lane. Stay here, bro. There's not many niggas in doing this, but at the same time, it's like, where is your unique voice in it?
Yeah,
like, I don't hear it.
Like, Ballin' Hard, that mm-hmm. that beat, that gaming type mm-hmm. of Nintendo-ish, and the way he's rapping,
it should be on Madden.
100%. Like, that shit is creative. Mm-hmm. That shows that he's talented enough to be able to kind of make that work, and the beat is insane. And I agree with you. There's really nobody else really kind of doing that sort of thing.
Mm-mm.
So I'm hearing that. I'm like, yo, like, more of that. You'll definitely find a lot of people that fuck with it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think people that listen to us, you know, we mm-hmm. have a younger demo. We probably do have people that would rock with this.
100%.
You know, and I think it's worth a listen. If for people that listen to this or watch this video, you know, or watch the video, I think it is worth a listen to latch on to him, follow him, and see where he goes.
Watch the progression. Yeah, 100%. Because this is very early on. I really like the lane. I really, 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 really like the lane. So again, Harlem, work on sharpening your sword and building who you are individually, because that's the only thing that's missing. Everything else is here. I really do. I really think everything else is there. So you got anything else to add, Ken?
No, I don't.
Cool. Well, y'all already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow and we'll have a special guest. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.